This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you know you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, unlike the Owls, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So there's only one thing left to say, what's everybody having? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means you'll get some tasty rewards later on. And between you and me, if you order just before kick-off, you can get it just in time for half-time, but I've not told you that. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. See you later.
Cast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The Trigger! What a goal! It's absolutely world class from Marcus Trigger!
Johnson puts it in the air. Aidan Flint wins the goal!
It's
the
goal! It's still with Lee Gregory. He's in the box. Tries to screw it. Is it going to be there? Yeah! Yes!
Hello and welcome to the Wednesday week, a Hello From The Other Side edition. Today I'm joined by Dean from Sky Booze Extra, here to talk about Coventry. Dean, how are we?
Good, Ash. How's it going all on your side?
I'm not too bad. Thank you very much. Sky Booze Extra, just a quick one for everyone watching and listening, mate. Just give us a little thing about your podcast, what you're up to, what you do on a weekly basis.
Sure. We've been around for about 6 years now. It started through just a generic social channel where we posted clips, videos, pictures, our thoughts on the week, and then it's grew from there. So we started a podcast in 2020. It's the number one podcast now for all Coventry fans to listen to. We do a review show and a preview show each week. We also do live shows in conjunction with the club. Player nights, player Q&A nights. One is actually happening this evening, which a couple of the lads are attending and hosting. Lots going on. There's like six or seven of us involved, and it's really cool to obviously have our say on all things Coventry.
Mate, it sounds like you've got your hands full with all that. You and your
mates. A little bit. It's like a business. It's bad.
I can attend to that because we're getting pretty busy on the stuff that we're doing as well, but not as in depth of you guys. But well done, carry on with the Coventry City content there, mate. Well done. So we're here to talk about Coventry City coming to Hillsborough on Saturday. Obviously, we will gloss over very quickly Boxing Day. So we made the trip over to I nearly called it the Rico.
Oh mate, I mean, we've got a running joke that we have to put a fiver into a tip jar for every time someone says Rico. So getting out of it now, but yeah, the CBS now.
Yeah, Coventry Building Society, is it?
That's it, yep. Coventry Building Society Arena, yep.
I and a few of my good buddies from the podcast made a trip over on Boxing Day. Obviously, we were in a good bit of form. Obviously, we picked up some points, and you are in a real good position at the minute, Coventry. You've been playing well. So it comes to Boxing Day, and I'm always a bit positive, mate. But as we've seen, it didn't really go that well, did it, for us?
You had a good spell though during the game, and like it could have easily gone the other way. I mean, I know we scored the second goal in the last 2 minutes or so.
89th, I think it's down. Yeah. As, yeah. We were on top, and it was, for me, it was one of them games that it was, even though you were the better side, I've got to say, you are a good country, our country are a good side. If we'd have scored, I think it might have been totally different. I think we could have had it, but we didn't. Is it Sakamoto? A really good, lively player. He did have a good game, scored both goals. And obviously we left. But I do have to say one thing, and I've got to say this, Dean, and also anyone country supporters, saying one of the best home atmospheres I've been to as an away fan. Really good from minute one to minute 90. Very rarely were they quite up in the, I don't know what you call it, from the away to the top right-hand corner.
All right, yes, that's the singer's corner.
The singer's corner.
It's quite ironic because for people who don't know, Coventry used to be called Singers FC. So it's a little play on that. And also it's the corner where all the rowdy, naughty boys go, basically. Which inevitably ends up in singing and chanting. So yeah, it's a play on the word for both sides. But yeah, inevitably that is the place where all the music starts, shall we say?
Yeah, it was like I say, from minute one they did have a few renditions of various songs that obviously when you're losing it's not the best. But obviously if we were winning or as an away fans, it's totally different for them to try and get behind the team, but it wasn't.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wasn't to be. We left Coventry 2-0. And also, I don't know if you saw the incident with Bambo Diaby, our centre-half.
Madness.
Exactly. That's the exact word. Madness. 96th minute, walking off the pitch after 2-0. And we were already up against a few injuries as well to get a three-game ban.
There was a free kick in maybe 4 or 5 minutes before the 90 was up, and Bambo had already sort of slapped Liam Kitchen at the back of the head from that free kick. And I was like, well, what's he doing that for? Like, he's just going to give a free kick away. This was before the ball had even come into the box. And obviously that just continued until obviously the end of the game and just a moment of madness. And I look at that incident and go, Liam Kitchen didn't really do anything wrong. Like, a lot of people have said, what's he doing in getting involved? I mean, he could not get involved. I mean, Diabo came to his face. You're not going to knock the teeth out, you know? It's a bit of a... it's just a moment of madness from Diaby. And obviously, as you say, he's probably an important part of your back line. And to lose him for three games. And then you went and won three games, which is hilarious.
Yeah. Well, there has been, obviously, on Saturday's result, everyone knows, obviously, we went to Southampton and lost 4-0. I was in the pub and watched your little win, should I just say, in the M69 derby. He came back for us against Southampton. He was shocking. So Michael Inekwe, who came in for him for the three games, did really well. But he's coming and not so. I mean, I just touched on your result. Obviously, you're in really good form. I've got the form table up here. And I mean, as a Wednesday, we're 12th. This is just only four games. So we've lost 2-1-2. You've won three and drawn one. So you're second. Which, I mean, just behind Southampton, who obviously we played at the weekend. It's going well for yourselves. You're just in the playoffs on goal difference again. What's Mark Robbins doing right?
I think he doesn't do a lot wrong. I think it's a case of two things, right? So for people who may be unaware, I know obviously know you guys were down last year in League One. We had two players, Victor Jokeres and Gus Hamer. They left us in the summer for around about £35 million, but we also lost 12 other players. So we had a turnover of 14 players, basically, that needed to happen.
Wow.
When that happens, you know it's always going to take a little bit of time for people to gel, get those connections, all that sort of stuff. And that was basically what was going wrong over the first 3 months of the season. Our form wasn't great. We couldn't really find a formation that worked. Robbins kind of tried to shoehorn all his new players into a formation that's worked over the past 3 years, but with new players, that inevitably won't work. So we hit something against Preston where we moved to a four at the back, sort of a 4-4-1-1. And since then, it's just taken off. So there's been variations of 4-3-3, 4-4-1-1. It's kind of differs between who we play, but we've stumbled on that formation and it's worked to an absolute T. We've got Sakamoto, who you've mentioned, he's a jewel in the crown. He's been unbelievable over the last month on the right hand side of the of that three.
Was he brought in the summer, Dean?
He was, yeah. £1 million from about the Belgian league. I was going to say maybe Ostend, someone like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just an unbelievable talent. Obviously, you saw it firsthand on Boxing Day. He can use both feet. The center of gravity is so low. He can go either way. You don't know what's happening. I mean, against poor James Justin on Saturday, I think he's still looking one way and Sakamoto's gone the other. He's probably still out on the pitch looking for him. It's crazy to see. And, you know, that just goes to show the scouting that is available. You know, these players that take the league by storm, sometimes they don't cost a lot of money. It just takes the right scouting network. And along with him and Hadji Wright on the left-hand side, we thought of him as a centre forward. He's moved to the left and we found a winning formula with him. It seems to be perfect for him. And the return of Callum O'Hare as well, who's been out for a year-long injury with an ACL. He's come back better than ever. Definitely one of the standouts over the last month. So those three individuals have really propelled us over the last month. And yeah, it's one defeat in 13 games. So that was against Ipswich, which we were very unlucky. We missed a penalty. There was a world he scored against us in that game as well. And on another day, we probably take 3 points. So things are going well. My concern is that we've made this run now with a lot of the season to go, 20 games or so still to play. So hopefully it doesn't sort of fizzle out, but I'm quietly confident we can keep it going, especially with the sort of the fixtures we've got over the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, just listening there for a couple of minutes, Dean, I'm a bit envious. Like you say, you're picking up players for $1 million. I mean, we wish we could afford £1 million player.
We spent £25 million roughly in the summer, and that was to bolster out the squad. I mean, it had to happen. Because of the talent we lost, but yeah, it's worked out well so far. That's not to say in the long term it might not work well. We'll see how it goes. But for the time being, there's a lot to shout about our squad.
Yeah, because you missed out just last season and losing the two players you mentioned, and I've sort of seen today that Gyökeres is interest by Chelsea, £75 million or something daft like that after 6 months in Portugal, but he is scoring, so he is a talent.
Yeah, I mean, that just goes to show that people don't respect players in the Championship, Ash. You know, Chelsea could have easily had him in the summer for £25 million, and we wouldn't have that. We've got a 15% salon fee, so if he goes for £80 million, thanks very much. That's another,
of course.
I'm not going to do the maths.
£12 million.
But yeah, if that happens, I mean, his release clause is £100 million, but I think Sporting would probably let him go within the sort of 80 range.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it just goes to show there's no respect really for Championship players. Yeah. They have to move elsewhere before they move to the Premier League sometimes. And it's a little bit disheartening because of how good the quality is in the league, really.
Yeah, I mean, we can only dream as a club of that sort of output from a player, and obviously in input for monetary wise by selling someone on. You like I say, you just missed out, and trying to replicate them goals from your leading scorer is good. And in the start of the season, you touched on it, Dean, that you did struggle. And I think it was quite a shock to everyone, obviously, that you were down there. But like you said, one defeat in 13, and obviously a trip to Sheffield is, I mean, for us at home now with Danny Rule in charge, it is a different prospect. If you'd have come when we had, I keep mentioning his name and I never said I would, but the other guy before, I mean, you would have just, with a one defeat in 13 coming up with the plays you've got, and think you would have been guaranteed 3 points. But at the minute, the way we've been playing at home, this is, obviously a great win against one of your promotion rivals, Hull City, on New Year's Day. It's hopefully going to be a different.
We should probably say thanks for that.
Yeah, well, do us a favour then and just let us have 3 points on Saturday then. If
I think all our next games are against, I think we've only got one game against the top 10 in the next eight. So whatever we do over the next eight games or so will affect you in some way, I imagine. So yeah, if you could give us those 3 points, we might do you a favour over the next seven.
I'd rather have the 3 points on the board for us, I think, and rely, because you're down there, so you are going to look at other results, but you've got to get your own house in order first.
Oh, so
you've got to get your own points on. So yourself, Dean, are you confident Saturday for Coventry City? Obviously, coming up to Hill.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We all know away days are mint, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. Same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now with the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. For more information, see mcdonalds.com. See you later.
We've just been talking about for the last minute or two about your form you're in, the form what we're in, lost 2-1-2. What's your things? Sheffield Wednesday. Have you been to Hillsborough before? I know you probably don't look at the results so much, but any sort of feelings of Sheffield Wednesday?
I am just a football junkie, Ash. Unfortunately, I do tend to watch. I watch a lot of the extended highlights of most matches each week. I like to keep an eye on what's going on. But yeah, I mean, your home form recently has been pretty good, and our away form's been pretty good. So it's kind of like a clash of the titans in that regard. Yeah. Hillsborough, notorious place to play football. I remember going Premier League days was my first trip to Hillsborough. Maybe 98, roughly. I would have been about 10 or 11. And I absolutely loved it. It was a proper, proper football ground.
It's not changed, mate. It's exactly the same now.
No, I missed it, Ash. I miss those kind of games. I've been to a few this year. Went to QPR, Millwall, proper football ground. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's a certain smell in the air when you walk in, right?
Fulham, Fulham.
Yeah,
Fulham as
yeah.
Well.
You're on top of the pitch. It's brilliant, and that's not to say the modern stadiums have got their own place and brilliant for facilities, etc. But there's just something to say about those type of football grounds. And unfortunately, I'm away at the moment. I'm in Dubai. I'll miss this one, so I can't get to travel to Hillsborough. The FA Cup game might be a possibility now. We'll get sick of each other the next couple of weeks. I'm sure of it. But it's one I'm actually really, really looking forward to, just on the basis of it's at Hillsborough. You never know what you're going to get. Sometimes Sheffield Wednesday are basically like a bag of revels in that regard. You never know what you're going to get. I think it's a tricky game for us. Those types of stadiums, atmospheres, sometimes we have struggled in those. But also on the basis of how well we're playing, I am quite confident that we can get a result.
Yeah, I've touched on the form thing for the last at home. We are actually, in the last four games, 1-3, lost one, drawn one, sorry. No, lost one. We're fifth. And you're fourth in the away matches form. So two teams in form on respective home and away. For me, Dean, I'm obviously Boxing Day is always in the back of your mind, the way that you did get the result. But it wasn't.
Ash, you played well in that game. Like there was a 25-minute period where I was sitting next to Ross, one of my co-hosts on the podcast, and we were saying, we've got to be careful here. These are getting back into the game. Bannon was finding a little bit of space. I actually thought when Volks went off the pitch, you sort of lost a little bit of momentum, really.
Yeah.
I thought he was playing really, really well, considering, obviously, it's quite an aging midfield that you have there. But you sort of found a way, and you had that great chance, that scramble on the line. I don't know how the ball actually didn't go in the net. Great defending from us, and maybe some bad finishing from your part as well, and in that chance. But there were signs there that you can cause us issues. But also, I think our attacking threat on each wing, it really, really caused you issues as well. And I don't think you had, I don't know if you've changed system since then, but Johnson and Patterson weren't really getting back and helping from a defensive point of view. And I think Palmer was really stuck out wide because he was just trying to deal with Hadji Wright. And then from that, you've got runners, and it's very difficult to deal with that. So that's where I'm sort of getting my positivity from, is that I think we can cause you more issues on the wing than what you can cause us, unfortunately.
Yeah, you did seem to have an extra man on both wings when you came. Yeah, I totally agree with that. I did think yourself, like 25 minutes in a spell that if we had scored, that we weren't. I've looked at the stats, and yes, we lost 2-0. But the stats, if you just took that on their own, we both only had two shots on target. It was a couple of percent on possession out. So there is signs for us Wednesday. It's obviously a bit of positivity that we can take to the game.
And it's a championship. Like every club beats each other. It's the Wild West out there. You can take positivity from that for sure as well.
It is. Like I said, the last time out on New Year's Day, beating Hull, who were in a bit of good form themselves and just dropped off a bit the last couple of games. They were never in it. They didn't have no attacking threat. We just nullified them. We overrun them. It was great to see. And that's the sort of style of play. That's the sort of thing that Danny Rule, the pressing that he's got into the team. It is proving slowly that it's getting dividends. It's a hard one to call. And obviously you mentioned earlier as well about we're going to get quite familiar. So there's obviously Saturday, and then there's a week on Friday, a Friday night. We'll just touch on the effort. I know it's totally Friday night for maybe, I don't know how many you'll bring, a couple. I know you've got 3,500, I think it is. The full allocation coming on Saturday. The same on the Friday night, or because it's a cup game?
The ticket information's only literally just come out before we started this. I mean, I think it says 2,700, something like that, we've been given. But I also read that you've got two stands closed for the game.
We've got the cop. I think it's the cop and the grandstand that are closed. So we've only got the north and south, which is the same that was against Cardiff in the previous round. And I think we've 15 quid an adult and 5 quid a child. 16 and 5 or something like that, I think it is for us in the cup. So... It'll not be a full stadium.
But... Yeah, accessible prices is always good to see. Those £16, etc. I mean, football has become a bit of a joke this year. 35, 40, about £46 at Leeds for us.
Leeds.
You know, it's just ridiculous, isn't it? And you mentioned the Friday nights. To drive up the M1 on a Friday.
I know.
I mean, I don't envy a lot of people. I will travel from London if I get to go. But, it's just ridiculous, isn't it? Like, we're just losing the magic a little bit of the FA Cup, and it's a shame, really, because it's the oldest cup competition in the world. I'm lucky enough, I get to travel around the world. I speak to a lot of people about football, and it's always like, oh, the FA Cup, or obviously the Premier League gets precedent, of course it does, but people love the FA Cup, and it's just losing a little bit of magic for me, and it's a shame, really. It's just the way football's going, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not even because we've been picked for TV. It's purely because Sheffield United have been drawn at home as well. So they get present, I think, the Friday night.
Is that a swear word on this?
Sheffield United? Yeah, it is. As it should be. being the second team in the city that they should be taught like that. So imagine, Dean, I'm going to run this through you. I do this with the guests when I'm hosting this particular episode. It's 3 o'clock. The whistle, the ref's just blown the whistle. Just give us a little bit of, I know it's impossible to do, but give us a little bit of rundown how you think the game may go at Hillsborough on Saturday. And then we'll get a prediction at the end for you.
Okay, so first 10 minutes, I think Sheffield Wednesday will probably come out strong. Being at home, I expect that. Should be a great atmosphere, raucous atmosphere. You need the points, so the fans should be behind you. Yeah. If we weather that storm, I think we take control in the mid part of that first half. And there'll be toing and froing. It's football. We're away from home. There'll be times where we're out of possession and, you know, it'll be difficult for us. But I can see it sort of being an edgy 0-0 heading into half time. And then in the second half, that's where we've really come into our own now. We've scored the most goals in the second half of matches this season, mainly due to having such a strong squad. And I expect the likes of maybe Matty Godden, Casey Palmer to come on the pitch and change things. And I think we're going to get some kind of scrappy goal. And you won't be too happy, but one will inevitably lead to two. And I see us coming out with a 2-0 victory.
Ah, 2-0. Repeat of Boxing Day. Because when you were just talking about Casey Palmer, you've got, is it Ellis Sims as well? They both came on. And I think someone on Twitter, Sheffield Wednesday fan, did put out that they've just brought on, like, was it 30 million, 20 odd million pounds worth of subs? And it was like, yeah, who are we bringing on? We're bringing on, I think it was Pooty, who's an 18-year-old, Ashley Fletcher, is Ashley Fletcher.
I'm so surprised with Ashley Fletcher because there's been so much promise for that guy's career and he's just sort of faded away and it's just painful to see. I mean, that shot he took in that game on Boxing Day, embarrassing. I expect my nan to get that on target and she's been dead like 8 years. So that, you know, it's
high praise for Fletcher. Believe it or not, yeah. Dean, that is the sort of praise he's been getting from a lot of Sheffield Wednesday fans. He has been better. His work rate has been better. His obviously goal output throughout his career, not just at Sheffield Wednesday, is not what you'd want from, obviously, we're in the relegation zone to get that. He's not beloved by a lot of Wednesday fans. Hey, if he gets the winner on Saturday, or if he gets the one goal all season that keeps us up on goal difference, he'll be a hero. Of course
he will. I mean, you talk about output, and I think Marvin Johnson's another one whose output over his career hasn't really hit the heights that he should have. He's a very sort of intelligent player, really, and he just hasn't really done it enough. And that's a shame to see. But they'll probably come into their own at some point, and inevitably try and keep you up. Yeah,
he has been in the last seven, 8 games. He has been one of our more consistent performers after being frozen out. Actually, you may have seen him in Dubai. He was out there training on his own while Cisco had ostracized him. He was training, and then he came back in. Danny Rule brought him in, and he has been one of the better players.
It's great professionalism, isn't it? That's all you want to see from your team and players in your team. Is showing that ability to, you know, go beyond and try and make things better. And fair play to him if he has turned a corner.
Yeah, he has, and he's playing now and contributing, scoring scored a cracker against Hull the other week on New Year's Day. But yeah, you're going with a 2-0, Dean. I'm always pretty positive. I'm going to go for a score draw. I'm going to go for a 1-1. I always say on this podcast, on our main podcast, that home is where we are going to survive. I think our home form, the win. But it's just the way Coventry have been building. And I've been talking you up all this. It's my our podcast, just saying, not mine. It is a bit, but I'd love it. I love a 1-0 win. Any sort of win for Sheffield Wednesday, of course.
That wouldn't surprise me to happen at all. But yeah, I just think we've got the edge on. It's the quality in the squad that I think will inevitably get us over the line. But you're absolutely right. Your home form is so important. Take it from us. That first season back in the Championship was tough, and it was basically we played in COVID and we played at St Andrews. We had two things against us, and we managed to not. Well, I say we kind of scraped through. It was comfortable in the end with 5-6 games to go after a great run. But yeah, it's the home form that's so important.
Yeah, and we'll obviously we've got some important games coming up. But we've got Huddersfield away and Birmingham at home as well, which I know they've changed their manager. They're
6-pointers, aren't they? At that
point. They are. They're going to come. So we said it on Saturday, away at Southampton is not going to define the season. It's not going to make it, break it. But the home games is where we're going to go. So, Dean, thank you very much for your time joining us.
Thanks, Ash.
It's been a pleasure. Enjoy yourself. Don't get burnt out in Dubai, because I'm looking out the window in Sheffield here. It's peeing it down. So thanks for that. It's been a pleasure. Everyone watching, listening, thank you very much for joining us on Hello From The Other Side. It's been I was going to say something, but I'm not now. But thank you very much, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Thanks.
It's the 90th minute. You've got all your mates round. You've got your McNugget share boxes coming down the left wing, ready to go. Your mate's already been booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points back of the net. Le Bosch. Automatic delivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com for more information. See you later.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport, powered by fans.